The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gevoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
On the bottom says, in other words, like this. On the Yom Tov of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael to this very day, on the first day we recite the V'chamisha Osor Yoim, and the following 6 days are Chol HaMoed, we say V'yayim HaSheni, V'yayim HaShlishi, V'yayim Ravi, and so on and so forth, all the way through V'yayim HaShvi. However, in the diaspora where we make Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, because of Minig HaVeseinu V'yadeinu, we act because of Sveika the Yoima, like the second day is the first day, and we say V'chamisha Osor Yoim again. It's obviously inappropriate to say V'yayim HaSheni, which is the normal recital for Tezayin Tishrei on the second day, as they say in Eretz Yisrael, because V'yayim HaSheni is supposed to be the first day of Chol HaMoed. And since we are acting it as Yom Tov Sheni and acting as if it's Yom Tov, we say V'chamisha Osor Yoim, it's therefore inappropriate to say V'yayim HaSheni. So the Gemara wants to know, what do we do now with the V'yayim HaSheni? We have 6 days of Chol HaMoed, V'yayim HaSheni, V'yayim HaShlishi, V'yayim HaRevi, and so on to be recited. What do we do? Do we drop the first one, the V'yayim HaSheni? That's Abaye's opinion. Since the V'yayim HaSheni is said V'chamisha Osor Yoim instead because of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, we just continue, just like they do in Eretz Yisrael, and V'yayim HaShlishi, whose place is on Yud Zayin Tishrei, is also recited in Chutz Laretz of V'yayim HaShlishi, and the V'yayim HaSheni gets omitted completely. And then we continue all the way through V'yayim HaShvi, which is the last day, Hashanah Rabbah, before Shemini Aseres. Or do we do it like Rava says, we actually continue in order, in other words, we start again from V'yayim HaSheni on the third day, which is Yud Zayin Tishrei, after Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius is over, and then we continue, and on the fourth day of Sukkot, we say V'yayim HaShlishi, and the fifth day V'yayim HaRevi, and so on and so forth, and only the last day, V'yayim HaShvi, which would have been on Shemini Aseres, gets omitted. So in other words, according to Abaye, everything keeps its place, and you just delete the first one, and replace it with the Yom Tov Sheni recital of V'chamisha Osor Yoim. And according to Rava, no, we move everything up, so that it should stay in the order that it was, Sheni Shlishi Revi, it just starts a day later. To get to the neshama of what the machlokes is exactly, whether everything keeps its place and you just omit the first one, or if you keep it in the order that it's supposed to be and just move it a day later, it's very, very hard to understand. But actually, this machlokes of Abaye Rava manifests itself in quite a few places, much more than you would imagine. For example, they used to say piyutim all the time on Yom Tovim, in many, many places. There was a piyut of Ma'arovis, which was recited on the first night of Sukkot, and then for the second night of Sukkot, there was another piyut. As can be found in many machzorim, the piyutim that were recited. Now, when it's Shabbos, you don't say piyutim. So the question is, what do you do when the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, and the second night is no longer Shabbos, it's Matzah Shabbos? Do you say the second night's piyut, which you say every single year on the second night of Sukkot, or do you actually go and say the first night's piyut of Ma'arovis, which is normally said on the first night of Sukkot, since this is the first night that you are reciting piyutim this year on Sukkot? So again, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Tezvav Tishrei Shabbos, do you say the Leil Tezvav piyut on Tezayin, or do you say the Leil Tezayin piyut and the Leil Tezvav gets omitted? So the Magen Avraham in Simitov Reish Membeis brings down a machlokes of Menhagim about this, and he says that it has to do with our Gemara, and that since we pass like Rava, that you do not omit the first one, rather you push it up, and you keep everything in sync and just omit the last one. So then over here you would push Ma'arovis, which is the Leil Tezvav Piyut, onto Tezayin, to Leil Tezayin. As I state in the Magen Avraham over there, and he also mentions this in Tav Pei Tes, by Pesach, obviously a similar concept applies if the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. Another place where we find this is in Simitov Kuf Pei Aleph. Rabbi Kivager brings down a question: what if the minig was in the city that there were two Baal Tekeyas, one for the first day of Rosh Hashanah and one for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and this went on for a few years until, lo and behold, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, so the first day we did not blow Shofar. Do we say that the guy who's supposed to be first is now first on the second day, and the normal Yom Beis Baal Tekeyah gets Nidche, or do you say that no, his chutz was always for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the first person gets Nidche because it was Shabbos? Now again, we mentioned that there was a machlokes of Menhagim, and although the Magen Avraham said that the minig to say Ma'arovis on the second night can be proven from our Gemara because we pass in like Rava, however, there was another minig as well, and Rabbi Kivager brings down from the Truvas Oranel on Simon Yud Gimel, that he says that it's Tagatoli in the Machlokes the Menhagim about the Piyutim. However, he also quotes a Truvas Panim Iris that says that although you would seem to say that it's Tali in the Machlokes of the minig of Pozna and the other cities, whether or not to say the Shir Shel Yoim, we're not the shir of the Yom Rishon or the Yom Sheni. However, Kivager doesn't quote this, but I'm saying the Shari Tshuva over there in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says that not necessarily could we compare the two things. Because with regard to a shir, or a recital of davening or a piyut, it might be just a question of how to go with the Seder. Do we go by dropping the last one and keeping everything in order, or do we omit each one, the one that was omitted, and keep everything else in order, so that the day two should still have the day two dinim and the day one should just be deleted? That could be a shayla gabi shir and piyutim. However, with regard to a shayla of schusim, a baltakeya, l'mashal, if he purchased the schus, or if akapanim, he acquired the schus by having done it as a chazaka so many times, maybe it's more than just a question of order and synchronizing it. It's a little bit of a shayla of who has the schus, and he says not necessarily could you compare it to the piyutim. As they state in the Shari Tshuva and Simtav Kofay Aleph. Another case where this manifests itself is with regard to the Shaila. Please allow me to share with you an interesting story. When I was in yeshiva, the custom was that a bacher would give haircuts all Friday afternoon, and there would be a list which would go up at exactly 7:15 p.m., and a lot of people would wait around at 7:15 for when the sign goes up so that they could grab the early slots to get a haircut. In the winter time, Seder would end at 12 o'clock, and that's when haircuts would begin. In the summertime, however, Seder would end at 1 o'clock. So there was once a Shabbos when Thursday night at 7:15 the sign went up, starting with slots from 1 o'clock. And then, later on, they realized that this week already, Seder ends at 12 o'clock, and therefore there's a new hour added to the list. So the question was, does the 1 o'clock guy get the 12 o'clock slot because he was the Zara's that reserved the first slot on the haircut list and everybody else gets pushed up? Or do you say, no, he got the 1 o'clock slot, and now that there were new slots added, those are available to be taken for whoever would like right when this decision was made? That was the question. And at the time, I was thinking to compare it to the famous question about moving the seats over in the Beis HaKnesses. For example, suppose they make expansion and construction in a shul, and somebody for years and years always sat next to the wall. Especially back in the day, like we find the Chesh Mishpat Simen Kuf Mem Vav and Kuf Ayin Aleph, that there's a very strong possibility that somebody who owns his seat owns the real estate of the seat, and it's not just the schus that he has, especially from Chazaka, but back in the day, people used to purchase these seats and really own the real estate. So now, a person that owned the seat next to the wall for years and years, and now they move the wall over all the way, let's say, to the west. So now, there's another 10 seats between where his old seat was and the wall. Do we say that his chus was to sit next to the wall, and if the wall moves, he moves with it? Or do we say that no, he had the specific seat that he had, and if the wall moves, so then there's extra seats, and other people could have them, including the seat next to the wall is no longer his. He gets the seat that's 10 seats over, same place where he used to be. And perhaps that's the same thing with the haircuts, that the person who got the first slot, is it a din in the first slot, or do we say that it's considered the 1 o'clock slot? Later I realized that it might have to do with everything we've been discussing. That the question is, do you say that his chus is to the specific spot that he is, for example, on the third day of Chol HaMoed, which is really the third day, I should say, of Yontif, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed and Yontif Sheni Shel Golius places. Do we say that it gets to be Yom HaShlishi because that's what the third day always got? Or do we say that no? Since now Yontif Sheni was in the way, so Yom Sheni goes to the third because it's the first time of Chol HaMoed. Or do you say that no, Yom HaShlishi remains? Mamash the Machlok is Abaye v'Rava. And again, although we passing like Rava, and that explains the minik to say Maravis and Leil Tazayin, some nevertheless do say that no, you say the piyut of Leil Tazayin and Leil Tazvav gets pushed off. The same thing applies in another story also. There was a story in Tafresh Mem Gimel where a Meir Simcha had a shaila come to him where one person had purchased in the shul all the Shvi'i Aliyahs for the whole year. I guess when they sold the Aliyahs for the year, he purchased all Shvi'is for the year. And a different fellow purchased all the Chazaks, all the Seif Chumashim. And it turned out that in Rosh Chodesh Adar Shech Aliyahs, B'Shabbos Parshas Shkolim, the last reading of Parshas Pekudei was Shvi'i. So we had a Chazak and a Shvi'i that coincided. So who gets it? The person who got the Shvi'i or the person who bought Chazak for the whole year? What do we do now? So Rabbi Simcha discussed this at great length. It's worth having a look at it. In Perek Yud Gimel Fanilchus Tefillah and Ar Sameach. And Rabbi Simcha says that probably the one who purchased the first gets it. But if that wouldn't be able to dictate, then of course it might have to do with the question that we are discussing. Another fascinating thing I'd like to close with is that there's a story with Hagoyin Rabbi Eikula, which is the Bal Koich of Miyankiv, that there was a few Gdolim sitting around, and they said that he's going to bring a riot to this question that we're discussing that has never been brought before. Basically, they put him on the spot. And the Bal Koich of Miyankiv, the father of the late Shabina Rav, on the spot, shelled su a Taisus and Ervin on the Flama Dalar. Taisus over there discusses about if somebody says, Yehei Shvisasi B'Rosh HaMigdol, and then it was turned over.
do we say that the Shvisa is still in the new head of the tower, or do we say that it's in the old one? In other words, let's say you have a cabinet, I should say, not a tower, you have a cabinet, and somebody says that he wants his Shvisa to be on the top of the cabinet, and then the cabinet was turned over. So do we go with the top of the cabinet, which is now on the bottom, or do we go with the quote-unquote top of the cabinet, which is now the bottom, which is on top? Of course you can be machalic, but it's a fascinating raya, and it's brilliant that he brought this raya on the spot. There's also a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lama Zayin Amar Aleph about the three rows of the Talmidei Chachamim, that when one person's seat would be moved, everybody's seat would be moved. Instead of just replacing one person, you would move everybody along. And one could perhaps think that maybe Abai is the only Shitasi over there. However, it's possible that over there was originally arranged that way, that they should seat them in that fashion, and not necessarily Zitali in our Sugya. And also there's a mile over there of Zanav La'arayis. And perhaps this also has to do with the Gemara we just had on Gimel Amud Beis about whether you count the Asiris Eser Milamala or Milamata. But in all, it's very amazing how so many different interesting questions might actually be derived from our Gemara's Machloikis of Abaye Verova.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.